Hi, welcome to the Beatnik 83 podcast. My name is Catherine, and I'm going to be talking about color, art, and my love for both. I first want to say that I apologize for getting this podcast out a little late, a couple of days late. I got really busy and I wasn't able to do a podcast. Hopefully I can do another one Monday or Tuesday of next week so I can get back on track. I want to talk about a couple of things in this podcast. And I definitely want to start having a theme. I'm on Society 6 a lot. I love exploring different colors and different pieces from other artists, and just to see their perspectives on color and how they interpret color. It's always amazing to see the color blends and different pieces that I am drawn to, and that gives me inspiration to work with certain color blends in my own artwork. And in this episode, I want to talk about one artist that I recently came across. His name is Mark Ashkenazi. Hope I'm pronouncing his name right. And his website for the shop is society6.com/artist/Mark Ashkenazi, and I'm gonna have links going back to shops and everything that I talk about on my website, beatnik83.com. So you check out my website and you can visit the podcast archive, and I'll have everything up on there, so easy access. One piece that I found that I really love is his Marilyn Monroe piece. He made three different ones, but this particular piece, he has a lot of, he features different geometric shapes, and there's a interesting effect that he uses. It looks like a page curl flip, and that has like a the flip itself is in an orange-black blend that I really like, but behind it is black and white, and I love that. And there's also different geometric shapes that are in different colors, and has that pop art, surrealism vibe that I really love. I love pop art and surrealism, and that combination, that fusion, is awesome. And I found a lot of pieces on Society 6 that I want to talk about in future episodes that sample and experiment with different colors. I think especially if within his work, it's really like in pop art, the colors are really bold and they stand out and they just scream at you in a way that like you're drawn to, and it's just, it pulls you in, and it reminds me a lot of the 80s. And I love the 80s. It's my favorite decade ever. And talking about that, I want to feature a song on this podcast, you know, just so you won't always hear my voice. You can listen to some awesome music in the background as well. The song that I'm going to feature is called TV Guide, and by Stilling Orchestra. And that song instantly took me back to the 80s. And it's awesome. I love it. And I feature it on one of my music videos on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/beatnikblends, all one word. And I have 66 videos on there right now, and I'm aiming for 100. I know I mentioned that in the last podcast, but I'm on my way. I have a Valentine's Day theme that I've been making designs for. I slacked a little bit this week because I wasn't able to make any designs. Hopefully I can make one after I finish this podcast. But I have three red designs in the shop right now that you can check out. And I'm going to be focusing all on red throughout this Valentine's Day theme. And it's never too late. It's never too late to work on any color, especially my favorite, red. And I'm definitely going to do a design challenge either at the end of February or the beginning of March, and to see how many I can do within a month's time. I was all by myself with the last design challenge, so hopefully a few other artists can join me in the next one. So that's definitely going to be in the works soon. So I'm going to ask a couple of people that I know to join me on this quest to make as many designs as possible in a month. And I'm going to have a color theme too. Maybe a month of one color might be a little too much, but I'm thinking about it. I also want to talk about my group on LinkedIn. So far, within the last 2 weeks, the members have grown a lot. I have 35 members within the last 2 weeks, and it's awesome. And I really hope that more people decide to join. My group is called Art Promoter, and it's on LinkedIn. So if you go on there and search for Art Promoter, it should automatically pop up. In the group, anyone can talk about art. You can promote your art. You can promote someone else's art. You can promote blog posts, Kickstarters, podcasts, music videos, anything that's related to art, you can post on there, and you can post it daily. So you're not limited to once a week or once a month. You know, you're not restricted. You know, so you can promote one thing a day, and hopefully it can expand your audience, and it's another outlet to promote your work. So I highly encourage any artists out there listening to this podcast, or anyone who just loves to look at new art, you know, come stop by Art Promoter and join the group and promote your work. And if you're not able to find it on LinkedIn, which, you know, you should be able to, you can check out my website, beatnik83.com/artpromoter, and I have a link that'll go straight to the group, so you don't have to worry about searching. I also had an idea that I wanted to talk about. I've been doing free wallpapers throughout the last couple of weeks on my website, and it features recent artwork that I've been making. You can check that out, beatnik83.com/category/free wallpapers. I think that's the correct link. It should be. Let me do a quick check. Yep. Also, if you just go to the main website, I have a link going on the main menu going straight to the wallpapers, so that's an easier way to go get there. I have about 10 on there so far that anyone can download, and it features kaleidoscope versions of my original designs. And with my new idea, I was thinking about taking one design and making 36 variations of that design, either within patterns or kaleidoscope versions, and then featuring different color schemes. So if one design was, you know, all blue, then I can create another design that features maybe pink or brown or some another color or multiple colors. I had the idea because there's a website where I can feature galleries, and you have to add more than one image in the gallery. So what I thought is I could do 4 images and create multiple galleries within a day. And you know, the great thing, the awesome thing about Kaleidoscope, the effect in Paint Shop, is, you know, you can rotate the image into all the way up to 356 degrees. So that gives you a lot of leeway to make different types of designs within a particular design. And then when you add another color or maybe a different pattern, or if you blend two kaleidoscope versions of a design together, that's a completely new design right there. So it's literally unlimited. So I can definitely make 36 variations. It's probably gonna be a little time consuming, but you know, I'm gonna test it out, and I'll post the link on Twitter and on Beatnik83 as well. So I mentioned the song TV Guide by Stella Orchestra. So it's about time I play it, because I'm close to the end of this podcast and I definitely want to keep this under 20 minutes. So here it is. First, I'll mention the link, freemusicarchive.org/music/stealing_orchestra/stereogamy, stereogamy/15_TV_guide. And this song is 2 minutes, close to 3 minutes long. So if you love it, check it out, download it, support the artist, because this is awesome. Definitely took me back to the 80s. I hope it takes you back too. Okay, I hope you liked it. I just checked out my YouTube channel, and this is so strange, but my channel art is gone for a weird, that's so weird, because it was there yesterday, and my, Everything's gone except for my videos. My description's gone. This is so weird. Anyway, I'll fix it. But I was going on there just to see what video was where the song was featured. It's for Baby Pop, but I don't remember if it was Design 54 or Design 56. It's Design 54. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just happy that the videos didn't go anywhere. Just the design is gone, and my links are gone, and everything is gone, which is very, very, very weird. Yeah. Okay. So check that out. Check Stealing Orchestra. They have lots of other songs on there. And if you want to check out how I use the song for my video, Baby Pop, check out my channel, youtube.com/beatnikblends. Well, it's close to the end of this podcast, and I want to say thank you. And if you're an artist out there that wants to have your art featured or a link, or you want me to promote your work on this podcast, please check out beatnik83.com/podcast, and I can do that for you. And I'll also promote it on Twitter and in the art promoter group as well. Before I go, I just have a question, and I really would appreciate if anyone who's listening to this reply in the comments, either on the website or wherever you found this podcast. What is your favorite color and why? My favorite color is red, and I love the meaning behind the color. I think it just signifies passion and love, strength, ambition. I feel like I'm trying to be more ambitious when it comes to color, trying to experiment more, go into like the unknown of color blends, red, blues, and yellows, browns, grays, as many color blends as possible. And I feel like I'm very passionate towards color, and anything that I love, I'm very passionate about. And I'm just really drawn to that color. Even if I see it, clothes and products, anything like dark, really dark reds, I love it. Like, I'm instantly drawn to that color. So what color draws you in, pulls you in, just like demands your attention? Could be any color. I'm curious to know. So just leave a comment either at beatnik83.com/podcast, and you can check out the archive, and the post for this episode would be there, and you can leave your comments there or wherever you found the podcast. I would like to thank you for listening, and I hope I didn't bore you to death. And I really hope you like that song. I'm gonna feature more songs, and if you have a song you would like for me to play on this podcast, check out beatnik83.com/podcast and leave a comment, and I'll play the song. I'm open to listening to anything that's electronic, post-rock, rock, new wave, yeah, any of those genres. I love it, and I would definitely listen to it. thanks so much for listening to Beatnik 83.